ladies and gentlemen, is the hornpipe. It's called the cuckoo's nest. Of course, there's no such thing as the cuckoo's nest, because the cuckoo doesn't build a nest. She wouldn't bother her head building a nest or hatching eggs or raising young. Nevertheless, she sees to it that her species is kept on going, that there'll be other cuckoos to take her place when she leaves this world. She's a migratory bird. She doesn't stay in Ireland all the time. She comes to Ireland about the first week in April, and she stays till about the 24th of June. The reason she's called cuckoo, of course, it's he, because it's the male that does the singing, like all male birds. They're the ones that do the singing. But the reason he's called cuckoo is because there are just two notes in a song, like this. Cuckoo, 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 cuckoo. What tick, 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 tick. Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. The cuckoo, the way she keeps her species going is she lays her egg in another bird's nest. When she finds a nest snug and warm, she lays an egg in it, one egg in each nest. Of course, the cuckoo is much bigger. The bird in whose nest she lays the egg is called the hedge sparrow. And of course, the hedge sparrow is about as big as the garden sparrow that you see around here in your yard and in your garden, and why the cuckoo is as big as a pigeon. And of course, when the hedge sparrow comes back, she doesn't notice the strange egg in her nest. She sits on it and hatches it with her own. And eventually, the youngsters hatch, the young cuckoo and the hedge sparrows, they hatch. And after a couple of days, the young cuckoo throws the hedge sparrows out of the nest so she'll have all the food for himself. And I noticed that two little birds fly with the cuckoo from one tree to the other where she's flying to do her cuckooing. And nobody ever told me what these two birds were, but I always assumed that they were the male and female hedge sparrow that fed her and raised her in the first place, and they cater to her. They sit there on the bough while she's cuckooing, and after she flies from there on to another tree, they'll follow her and sit there with her while she's cuckooing. And that's the story about the cuckoo. She doesn't bother her head building a nest or hatching eggs or raising young, but she sees to it that her kind has kept going. God put that instinct into her, same as he did with all other creatures that he made. And that's the story of the cuckoo. Your papa would be angry and your mamma would be vexed if you dare stir a feather out of the cuckoo's nest. Ladies and gentlemen, even though she doesn't build any.